Blog Talk Radio.
Of the prophetic flow. Receive impartation of the fire from the very flame of the Lord. The burning in your bones. Arriving in the room, messengers of fire, angels of fire, and I saw them putting their hand inside people's, it's right here in the middle, just reaching their hand in. Some had flames and some had boxes that were, well, I guess they're gifts, boxes that had like a bow on it. But they were released into the room, and they would thrust their hand right in the middle here, and when they would pull their hand out, it would be empty. So I truly believe there's a deposit that the Lord is giving. So just posture yourself to receive. Posture yourself, posture your heart to receive from the Lord. And just like Mary said, just be it unto me, Lord. Be it unto me as you desire. Be it unto me. Receive the deposit of the Lord. Receive the gift that the Lord is giving to each one. Receive the fire and the burning. Whoa. Burning. Receive the burning. Receive the burning. Receive the burning. feeling burning in your knees. I don't know for sure what that is. My guess would be intercession. Some of you are feeling that burning in your knees. Another wave of fire. If you're not feeling anything, it doesn't mean nothing is happening. I just want you to know that. If you're not feeling anything, receive by faith. The Lord is making deposits. Receive by faith. Blessed is he who has not seen or has not felt, but still believes.
Segment of Kingdom Voices. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hi, this is Apostle Hill from Gary, Indiana, from Hill International Kingdom Ministries and Kingdom First Ministries Apostolic and Prophetic Churches in the United States of America. Coming to you soon, real soon. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm just excited. Amen. I might sound a little tired in my voice, amen. I've been before the Lord for this on this past week, amen. As some of you know, we were down in Columbia, South Carolina on this weekend, and God really, really showed himself strong on the behalf of God's people on the East Coast this past week. Glory be to God. I'm just excited, y'all. And God is just so awesome in what he does and what he has done for us. Amen. We're just going to believe God today. Amen. I'm going to touch and agree with you in prayer for some of you. Amen. And then I'm believing God for Prophet Willa Miller to stop by sometime today. Amen. And so we can kind of share what the Lord done down in Columbia on Thursday and Friday. Amen. And he ministered on last night and this morning too. So I'm excited to also hear what the Lord had continued to do down there in Columbia. Praise God. Amen. We just had an awesome time, y'all. I mean, God really moved. He really touched. We saw some signs and wonders. Amen. As God began to move by his spirit, and it was just such an awesome time. Amen. I just want to real quickly, I want to make a couple of more announcements real quick. Amen. Today we're going to continue our series on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to be talking about the three power gifts. Amen. As time will permit. Amen. And then we're going to be talking about on next Sunday, we're going to be talking about the other gifts of the Spirit, which will be remaining. Let's see, we talked about last week, we did gift of prophecy, we did the gift of tongues, and the gift of interpretation of tongues. Amen. And today we're going to be talking about gifts of faith and gift of powers, which operates in the gift of faith and the gift of healings and the gift of miracles. Amen. And then on next Sunday, we'll be talking about the gifts of discerning of spirits, the gift of word of knowledge, and the gift of word of wisdom. Amen. Those are the revelation gifts. Amen. We'll be talking about those more in depth on next Sunday. Amen. Praise God. Now, I believe, and I haven't confirmed it yet, but we may be up in Benton Harbor, Michigan on next weekend for a special service. And I'm not sure just yet. We haven't confirmed that. So all of my Benton Harbor family up in Michigan, if you're listening, amen, Hill International Kingdom Ministries will be participating at a ministry there. So I won't go ahead and announce that and make that official just yet. But, however, on March the 8th, 2008, amen, we're going to be in fellowship with Mega Harvest Ministries of Benton Harbor, Michigan. Amen. And we'll be up there. We'll be ministering on Saturday night there. Amen. For their Prophecy 2008 services that they're going to be holding. Amen. And looking forward to that. Amen. I believe God really wants to speak prophetically in the state of Michigan. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is really breathing on the state of Michigan. Amen. And we're going to believe God for signs and wonders even in that city. Amen. If God begins to send us there. Amen. Just so many exciting things that are happening. Amen. And many other doors that are opening up. Amen. We praise God for that as well. Amen. And also, come this April, amen, we're looking forward to going back on the East Coast down in Virginia. Amen. With the Impact Temple of Deliverance. Amen. With Apostle Rodney Jackson. Amen. Sometime that month. Amen. We haven't officially confirmed that date just yet, but amen, we've been back and forth, and we're believing God to go down there. Amen. And also, amen, we'll be back in Michigan again, I believe, sometime in April as well. Amen. For an apostolic and prophetic conference. Amen. Near the Detroit metropolitan area. So many of the ones in Michigan. Amen. God is, like I said before, God is really breathing on Michigan. Amen. And we're going to also be believing God, amen, to come to Evansville, Indiana in the month of April. Amen. God is really giving me some creative ideas on what we need to do to get situated to begin to plant a church in that area. Amen. But we got to believe, we're going to really, really believe God for the finances. So, amen, all of you that are partnering with us, amen, we're going to really begin to pour out resources into the city of Evansville, amen, and begin to plant a church down there, amen. And we're going to believe God, amen, and do what we really need to do. I just really believe that that is stirring in my spirit more than anything right now, amen. And it's several people that I really would like to work with us, amen. And I'll be talking with you individually from here on, amen. And I'm more than likely fly my brother out from California to come out and kind of help participate in that event as well as we get started down in Evansville, Indiana. Praise God. I believe God wants to shake the earth up, amen, especially in the state of Indiana. So many of you also that are listening that are locally here in the northern Indiana area, amen, we're believing God starting on this week, beginning on Wednesday. Amen. But on Wednesday nights, amen, we'll start our official prayer and prophetic ministry. Amen. Well, we'll be having a Bible study. Amen. And we'll be doing that on Wednesday nights. And then on Thursday nights, amen, we'll be meeting again. Amen. We'll be teaching on deliverance. Amen. We'll be doing deliverance. Amen. Well, you actually learn how to cast out devils. Amen. I think that's really important, especially for our believers in this hour. So we thank God, amen, for the many, many ones that are supporting the ministry. Amen. And that are touching and agreeing in prayer with us and holding on to the things of God and staying steadfast and unmovable in the things that God has appointed you to do in your life for this hour. Amen. And it's just so many wonderful things that are happening. Amen. We praise God. Amen. And we're going to continue on after the month of February over into the month of March. Amen. We're going to continue with our three essential component series that we've been doing for the last several months on apostolic power and apostolic truth and structure. Amen. We already did the series started back in November. We started with apostolic truth. Amen. Because there are three essential components that is necessary for an apostolic and prophetic church to be successful. Amen. And we've been hitting on the area of power for the month of January and this portion of February as well. Amen. And as we begin to move into the month of March, we're going to begin to concentrate on structure. Amen. We're going to be talking more so about new wineskin. Amen. Glory be to God. So, and I'm going to kind of be dibbing and dabbing in that a little bit as we transition from power to structure. Amen. So those that are still listening, I believe even the gifts of the Spirit have a lot to do with the power and the structure. And we're going to get off into a little bit of that in today's lesson as well, as we're going to hit on a little structure just as well as power also. So I just praise God, amen. I think we're going to end the month of February, though, with a topic called Kingdom Territory. And I think it's going to be essential to many of the believers that have been out there that's been dealing with the more religious settings in the churches. Amen. It's going to be a real good topic, amen. We're going to discuss toward the end of the month. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to try to stall a little bit more for time because I'm believing God for Prophet Miller to join me a little later. Amen. I would like to share a testimony with you guys about the revival down in South Carolina. My God, God really moved by His Spirit in South Carolina. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. It was such, we just had such an awesome time as the Lord began to move in the state of South Carolina. Amen. Last week, before I got myself prepared and ready to go, amen, I was believing God for such an awesome move, amen. My wife and I, we went on a three-day fast, amen, and many of the others that joined us, I want to thank God for you that participated in that three-day fast that we sent out on last Sunday over the airwaves when we asked those that were partnered with us in fasting and praying. So I want to thank God for you if you did remain faithful to that and you fasted with us. Amen. Praise God for you. We believe in God to begin to really release you this hour. Amen. In the things of God. Amen. And that same anointing that it is even on our lives. Amen. We pray that God begins to release that anointing even on your life. Amen. We praise God for you. Amen. But even in the midst of that, amen, right before we got ready to go, amen, the Lord was dealing with me in the area of deliverance as usual. Amen. And as I was studying the word, there was a particular scripture that came up, amen, out of the book of Isaiah. Now, mind it, now I've been in ministry for well over 15 years, amen, and studied on deliverance, and I've operated in deliverance. But this was the first time that the Lord had showed me in the area of deliverance this particular spirit that was called a spirit of Egypt. Amen. And so I kind of just, you know, I just happened to be in the Word while I was studying, amen. It didn't really at the moment pertain to anything that I was going to speak on when I was in Columbia, South Carolina, amen. But I just kind of kept it and hid it in my heart, you know, just in case the Lord wanted me to meditate on it and continue on with the subject matter, amen. And as we got down to Columbia, amen, even while I was in the air, in the airplane, amen, the Lord began to show me some different things that were in operation, the principalities that governed that particular area, specifically over on the East Coast, amen. Now, you know, back around November, October, I'm not sure which month it was, amen, but God allowed us to release a prophetic word concerning the East Coast, how revival was going to begin on the East Coast, praise God. And, amen, I was so excited, you know, that God would even cause me to be a part of that, amen, even from releasing that word, amen. But as I began to go, you know, even in the air, amen. Now, one thing that you have to know, apostles and prophets, but more so apostles, they have an ability to have an aerial view, to receive strategic and operational plans that will help God's people operate in the area of spiritual warfare. Now, when, like I said, when I was in the air, I began to see different spirits that governed over the East Coast area. And one of the biggest strongholds that was governing in that area was a spirit of religion. Amen. Wow, and I've never seen such a spirit of religion in any area of our country as I have seen over on the East Coast. Amen. I mean, we talking religious, y'all. These folks are religious, amen, it's ridiculous. Amen. There was a form of godliness, but they were denying the power of God. And that's the spirit that was governing in that area. Now, that's not to say that everybody on the East Coast is religious, man, for anybody that's listening to the show today. That's not to say that everybody's operating in religion, amen, but it was a governing spirit, a principality over that area, amen. And as I continued to go, amen, there was other spirits the Lord began to deal with me concerning divination, amen, witchcraft, Jezebel and Ahab, just so many different spirits, amen. There was a Confederate spirit, amen. Believe it or not, in the city of Columbia, South Carolina, y'all, they still have the Confederate flag erected in front of the state capitol. For many of y'all that don't know that, the Confederate flag is still erected at the state capitol of Columbia, South Carolina. My God. Amen. You're talking about a stronghold. Amen. As the Lord began to minister to me about that. Now, you know, the Lord spoke to me again, like I said, about a spirit of Egypt. Now, we ministered the first night. The Lord had me to minister a word the first night. Amen. It was awesome. The power of God began to hit the place. Amen. As the prophetic words went forth, amen, God allowed me to be able to minister prophetically to each and every one that was there. Amen. The power of God hit that place. Amen. The anointing for healing came. Amen. We saw miracles and signs. Amen. There was one young lady that came up, amen, that was having back problems. Amen. God allowed her to her legs to grow out. Amen. Usually when there's a serious back issue, amen, that means also as a result of an accident, amen, one of her legs was shorter than the other. Amen. And as we pray for her, power of God hit, and her leg grew back out to the length of the other leg. Amen. Amen. And so many different other things that had happened again with the word of knowledge that went forth. Amen. And the prophetic utterance that went forth as well. Amen. We just thank God how he moved by his spirit. Amen. And it was an awesome time. Amen. Prophet Miller blew the shofar that night. Amen. And it was just such a call to repentance for the city of South Carolina or Columbia, South Carolina. Amen. And God just really moved. Amen. He really moved by his spirit, and we just were so excited about the thing that God was doing and being just as much an expectation for the next night as that particular night. Amen. Glory be to God. So here we go. We moved off into the next following night, but that morning, amen, God woke me up that morning. Prophet Miller came by to pick me up from the hotel. Amen. And it was just it was just the power of God even in that morning. God began to order our footsteps that morning. Amen. And we got up, we went to eat. Amen. We started to go right down the street to the Waffle House, but the Lord spoke to Prophet Miller. He said, "No, let's go to Pharaoh Road where we're holding a revival at." Amen. And when we went down there, God began to minister to us about going into the inner city. Now, South Carolina family is probably the most independent state in our country. Amen. They don't really govern a lot of the laws that most of the states do, especially like the state of Indiana. I believe the state of Indiana is probably, next to the state of Texas, is probably one of the most strictest states when it comes to various laws and the counties and whatnot. Amen. But South Carolina is really independent, has been for quite some time throughout history. Amen. But as we begin to ride through the inner city and through the neighborhoods, amen, God began to open up my spirit, and I was able to see various places where the structures of buildings had been built upon, where old plantations of Afro-Americans used to live under slavery. Amen. The slavery mentality was still very strong in the city, amen, and God just began to really minister to me in that area, amen. My whole message changed for that night. The message that I had prepared to minister for the Friday night totally changed that night, amen. It was nothing but God, amen. And as we began to ride through the city and we discerned all these different various things that was happening, amen, and we found that the there was still a content spirit. There was spirits of segregation that still existed in the city. Amen. A lot of the Afro-Americans in the city of Columbia still didn't associate that much or participate in some certain areas where segregation had ended, even in that city. And it wasn't so much that they couldn't go, it was just a mindset. You know, religion will cause you to have a mindset of slavery mentality, not just a slavery mentality where you are locked in bondage according to the natural sense, but also the spiritual sense. So we began to really come against that spirit. Now, it was so awesome because the night before, the word that God had me to release for Columbia, amen, was the fact that God was repositioning a Joshua generation, and there was we had to be circumcised the second time on the eighth day. Now y'all catch that later, amen. Hopefully I'll be able to release that message once we get the videotape back from Prophet Miller, amen. It was an awesome message, amen. But we know that Moses, when Moses sent the spies out into the land, he sent them out by twos. We know Joshua and Caleb was one, and in that message we talked about how Joshua and Caleb was like an apostle because they were sent out, amen. Before we can get the really before God can release the next message into the city, God had to send us out. He had to send out the apostle and prophet in the city to spy out the land, amen. And that's what God calls Prophet Miller and I to do. We went into the city and we spied out the land, amen. And as we went downtown, amen, now mind you, Prophet Miller had lived in South Carolina for 2 years, but this was the first time that God had released him to go into the city and downtown and to spy out the land. It had to be two people go. He had to wait for me to get there so we can go. Amen. I hope y'all catching all this, because this is an awesome testimony that God allowed to go forth in Columbia on the last 2 days. Praise God. Amen. And when we went into the city, amen, we went downtown, and sure enough, there was the Confederate flag on the state capitol. I got pictures of all this. I may get a chance to post it sometime this week. Amen. And there was a gentleman down there that was holding up a sign, you know, demanding that they take down the Confederate flag. It didn't need to be there, and it doesn't need to be there. That was a stronghold in the city. Yeah, and if anybody know anything about American history, and if you have any clue what that Confederate flag means, you know where I'm getting ready to go. Amen. And we also, we began to decree that thing to come down in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the gentleman that was standing in front of the state capitol, he had held up a bill that needed to be passed through Congress that you can vote for. Columbia, and any South Carolina residents that's listening to me today, amen, you can call your state senator and have them to take down that Confederate flag. Your very life depends on it. Your children and your children's children. That is a demonic stronghold that is in that state. Amen. It needs to come down in the name of Jesus. It's got to come down. That Confederate flag has no business being there. Amen. But we went around the state capitol, amen, and if any of you know anything about the state flags, amen, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later, amen, they have two symbols on the state flag of South Carolina. There's the palmetto tree, and then there's the crescent moon, amen, and we dealt with that thing that night in the service, amen. But we went on around the building, and we found on the west side of the capitol, there was an Afro-American monument that had been dedicated to the existence of the slaves and the things that the slaves had went through. Now, when you study the history of South Carolina, I mean recent updated history, it says nothing about this monument in the books. Y'all, I hope y'all catching this. I mean, because there's another stronghold. Now, mind you, some people will argue that it's well and good that this monument is there. But it's also the fact that the Bible tells us that we should not have any graven images before us. And this is a dedication to Afro-American history as a result of slavery. Now, that particular mindset existed in that city, and it was a definite stronghold. And it was something that we had to come against. Amen. And there were so many different things. They had a rack that was attached to the ground that showed a replication of the slaves, how they had been laid inside of the bottom of the boat as they were shipped from Sierra Leone over to Charleston, South Carolina. Y'all better catch this history. Amen. Amen. And it was so ironic because this is Black History Month. Amen. And you know, Prophet Miller and I, again, we began to curse that thing to the root. We began to command these things to come down in the name of Jesus. Amen. And as we left from the state capitol, we began to ride down Main Street, which is the street right off of the state capitol. Amen. And we came upon a museum. Glory be to God. Check this out, y'all. When we came upon the museum, mind it now, when I started telling y'all this testimony, the Lord spoke to me about a spirit of Egypt. At the top of the museum was a big picture of two Egyptian people, amen, above the museum. I said, Prophet, we got to get out. We got to go in that museum. This is holy. This is definitely the Holy Ghost. God led us here. He's something he wants us to see. Amen. And when we got out, they had an expedition of Egypt inside of the museum, and it was going on from the month of January to the month of June. Amen. I tell y'all, I took pictures of that, and I couldn't take no pictures inside the museum. They told me I couldn't do it. Amen. But when we went in there, there was a strong spirit of witchcraft. Amen. They had actually brought idols from Egypt and brought them all the way over to America, to Columbia, South Carolina, and placed them inside of a museum. Now, I want you all to understand something. One thing about in the Old Testament days, anytime God sent kings into another nation to destroy it, he told them to destroy everything in it. I mean everything. And don't bring nothing out of it. You can't bring any spoils. I mean, I'm including the idols, the children, women, men. Everything was totally destroyed. Amen. And when you looked at some of these artifacts that they had in the museum, they had spirits attached to them. And that's what the Lord had spoke to me when he told me before I even left Gary, Indiana on Wednesday, the Lord spoke to me and he said, Spirit of Egypt. Amen. And when I got to Columbia, the spirit of Egypt was in Columbia. That same slave mentality existed. That same spirit of bondage, how Pharaoh would not let the people go. Amen. Come on, some of y'all. I hope y'all hearing me out here. I think I got more people on the phone than I do in the chat room right now. Praise God. But that's all right. Glory be to God. Amen. That same spirit existed even in Columbia, South Carolina. Amen. So God allowed us to minister a word that night. I told Prophet, I said, Prophet, come on, take me back to the hotel because the whole message just changed for tonight. I said, I cannot preach the same message that God gave me. It must change. I got to go back. I got to hear from God. And as I went back to the hotel, I got into prayer. God just redirected the way the word was going to go forth. And I tell y'all, Friday night, signs and wonders went forth. Amen. In Columbia, South Carolina, people were set free by the power of God as the word of God was preached. Signs and wonders followed. Amen. Devils was cast out. People were delivered from addictions. Amen. Praise God. I believe that was probably the first time they saw a manifestation of devils being cast out. Amen. And I think they enjoyed it too. Praise God. Amen. And that was awesome. Amen. God delivered and set free many people in the kingdom that day. Amen. And glory be to God. It was just an awesome move of God, an awesome experience. Amen. And I charge the people of South Carolina today that's listening under the sound of my voice, amen, continue to get it to a place of prayer, continue to get it to a place of worship, amen. God has chosen South Carolina on the East Coast to begin to be the forefront of what God wants to do even in the earth, amen, as he begins to release the signs and wonders for our country, for the United States of America. Awesome, awesome move of God, amen. We praise God, amen, for Prophet Will Miller and the First Lady Miller, amen, glory be to God, awesome couple, amen, they really blessed the man of God when I was down there, amen, they took good care of me, amen, Prophet Miller's wife, amen, we thank God for her, amen, she treated the man of God well, amen, home-cooked meals, y'all, I'd rather have a home-cooked meal any day over going out to eat, so y'all remember that if I ever go, glory be to God, I would take a home-cooked meal any day over going out to eat, amen, that's definitely God, amen, and come to find out, amen, the woman of God used to cook for the Bishop George Bloomer, amen, that we know, that you all may know of up in North Carolina, amen. So we thank God, amen. She blessed the man of God, amen. And truly she's a prophetess, amen, called of God, and the word of the Lord is definitely in her mouth, amen. She also assisted in some of the things that went forth, amen. Glory be to God, amen. And she blessed the house, amen. She assisted in casting out some of those devils, amen. God really moved, amen. It was powerful, y'all. It was powerful. I can't wait to get hold to the videos once they begin to duplicate them, amen. And we get a chance to kind of release some of those videos out there. But God really, really moved by his spirit in Columbia, South Carolina, amen. And like I said, I can't wait till Prophet Miller comes on. He told me he was gonna catch the show a little later, amen. And I'm pretty sure, you know, Friday night was so awesome, amen. People didn't want to go home. Amen. Prophet Miller had to pay an extra fee because we went over our time. The anointing was so strong in the place. Nobody wanted to go home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, that's power, y'all. Anytime the anointing just saturates the place, and that's the way we want God's spirit to move when he comes into the house. We want to be in his presence where it just causes us to be, you know, full of joy, full of excitement, and just be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And I thank God for the experience. Amen. Since then, yesterday, amen, even as I woke up, amen, God just began to download more information and revelation concerning his kingdom. Amen. And we're just excited because, I mean, this is just the beginning as God begins to continue to open up the doors. Amen. And like I said, I thank God for many of you who partner with us, who have prayed with us, who especially those that pray for us for the trip. Amen, and the fasting and the praying. I thank God for you. And it's my prayer that God begins to release that anointing again that's on our life, on your life, amen. Amen, that it may bless you, amen, and it may take you to the next level, amen, in your walking and with your call that God has placed on your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And for many of you, amen, that's out there, you don't have a place where you can go and worship regularly, amen, and you don't have a place where you can, that you don't call home, amen, but, you know, truly, we know that media has been, for the last 30 years, one of those ways where people actually gather themselves around and they make that place their church, amen. But I want to continue to challenge you to continue to sow into the kingdom, amen. You know, sow where God leads you to sow. I would never tell you that you need to sow here, amen. Be led by the Spirit where you sow, amen. But also know that you need to be sowing on good ground, because sometimes every ground you sow in don't have good soil, amen. So make sure you're sowing in good ground, amen. And you're being obedient, amen, in your giving, amen, and you're believing God for a harvest even after you have given. Amen. This is definitely a season for giving because God is raising up individuals that will truly be able to build his kingdom. Amen. And our next assignment, again, amen, is not only with the invitations that we've accepted for various ministries around the country, amen, but we're also targeting down in Evansville, Indiana, even as well as right here in Gary, Indiana. Amen. That is our assignment right now locally. So we're believing God for that, and our efforts is truly motivating right now because we're definitely looking for different avenues and different ways where God can help us to produce, amen, and reproduce believers that will believe in what the work is that he's called us to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Man, I'm just excited, y'all. That, you know, like I said, the anointing is still even strong on me right now. As soon as I come in the house, amen, my wife said, I can feel the heat coming off your body, amen. That's how powerful the anointing was. Amen. And you know, even when I got on the airplane, when the presence of God is on your life, amen, and unless you're willing to participate and be a part of what God is doing, you know, you may not want to be around a person with the presence of God on their life. Amen. But you can tell when people do want they do want the things of God because they flock to you. There's something about the anointing that attracts you. He said, so it's always going to be two things. Either people are going to scatter away from you, or they're going to draw themselves near to you, depending on what's going on in their life. Praise God. So I just thank God again. It was an awesome time down there in Columbia. Amen. And we're looking forward to going back. Amen. God really gave us some strategic apostolic plan to really pioneer that area. Amen. And I believe that was just like a desert place that just needed a drink of water. Amen. And glory be to God. Amen. When we get back down there, amen, we're going to continue to do the work because it's not something that can be done overnight. Amen. Not in 2 days. It's definitely going to take some time. Amen. Because we really need to come against that spirit of religion. It's a strong spirit. I thought it was strong here in my area. Amen. But when I got down there, amen, I saw why God sent me. Amen. Because it's definitely a issue that needs to be addressed. You know, folks, we're not going to make it into the kingdom being religious. Amen. Y'all so used to the preacher hooping and hollering. Amen. And you know, and I mentioned that the other night. We so used to the preacher getting up and, in the Lord and all that. I mean, that's not going to get you in the kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. That's that slavery mentality again. They used to do that in the cotton fields. That's how they got through the day. Amen. They sang like that. They worked like that. And they would pass it off to the next person and the next person. Amen. And that's how they made it through the day. And here we are in 2008, and we still trying to get tuned up and hyped up and sound like we got asthma every time we preach. Come on, y'all. That worked then, but it's not working now. Amen. Every time you tell somebody to stand up, turn around three times and give your neighbor a high five and tell him, God's going to do it. I'm going to make it. Amen. Come on. You go to church every Sunday, Sunday to Sunday, and you keep doing those same old things, and you still don't have no deliverance. You came in, you still got the same devil you came in with. You left out with him. You go back again the next Sunday. You come back in with the same devil. Amen. You still ain't got no deliverance. We cannot make it like that in the kingdom, y'all. It's time out for that stuff. It's time out. All that showing, that show-off stuff, amen, that's not kingdom. It's not God. It's not going to save you. It's not going to sustain you. We need the power of God to really hit our churches right now and to shake us up. One thing I have to reiterate, though, anytime we talk about religion, there's always been a move of God in the earth. Amen. That's where all these denominations came from. All of these denominations came from a result of a strong move of God that came. Amen. The Methodists was a result of it. Amen. They experienced a strong move of God through John Wesley back in the 1700s. Amen. And as a result of that, they tried to lock in that move of God and put a hold on it. And they capped God and they said, okay, well, we don't think God's going to do anything more than what he's doing now. So they made a denomination out of it. Same thing with Church of God in Christ and the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World. Amen. They did the same thing back at Azusa Street. And then they got into it because they couldn't decide on how we should baptize, whether we should baptize in the name of the Father, Son, or the Holy Ghost, or rather in the name of Jesus. So that's where they split up at. You know, that's cuckoo bird stuff. It don't make no sense. We can't keep putting caps and putting a lock on the move of God every time God, you know, begins to outpour out his spirit on the people. Amen. We got to be progressive. God is constantly moving and constantly changing. I believe this. What happens is that the people in leadership try to stay in leadership for so long, and as they get older, they get set in their ways, and they don't want to let the young people move in. Amen. It's difficult for anybody to step down when you got a bunch of wild prophets taking over, because a wild prophet going to come in there that's radical and that's off the chain, and they're going to prophesy that this is not God, and they're going to tell you that this needs to change, you need to step down, you need to sit down. And that's not to say that those elders or those pastors or those bishops or whatever person that's in charge has not been faithful to the thing that God has called them to. It's just it's time for them to move out the way, cancel your program, and we're going to let the Spirit of God have liberty here today. Amen. We need that, y'all. We can't keep doing the same thing we used to do. God not moving through the old ways no more. Amen. Not to say that the old path ain't the best path. Amen. But some of the old ways of doing things is just not working no more. Church is we just can't have church as usual. Amen. We got to let the power of God come in and move and take over our services. It's so important. We need that. We need a strong move of God in the earth. Amen. And that's what it's going to take. And God's people need to be delivered. Amen. Just because you said a few prayers and you came on them and you put your hand on their back, their shoulder, or even on their head or put some blessed oil on, don't mean they got deliverance. That doesn't mean that they got the devil cast out of them. True deliverance is going to come with a manifestation. Amen. And that's what I was telling them the other night. One of the manifestations, as we began to call out certain demons, amen, was going to come through tears. It was going to come through snot. Amen. Through throw up. Amen. Through coughing. Through yawning. Amen. Those are manifestations of being delivered from devils. Amen. And all of this was happening. Amen. Some of y'all that's out there that don't believe that a Christian can have a devil, amen, well, you keep on believing that. And when you get cancer, amen, and you get all of those different things that ail your body, amen, and you come up and you need prayer, amen, and you don't seem like that prayer is getting a breakthrough, amen, come back and talk to me, because I'm going to start casting out the demons of infirmity off your life, amen, because that's no way, no how that you can sit back and believe that a Christian cannot have a devil and all these various things are happening in your life, amen. If there's poverty, amen, that's a devil, amen. Christians, they live in poverty. They can't seem to break forth out of their finances. That's a devil. That thing needs to be broken off of your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. All of those different various things that operate in your life that keep you from fulfilling the promises that God has set before you. Amen. Sometimes those things may be the demonic strongholds that need to be broken off of your life. Amen. Glory be to God. And see, some people, most of those Christians that don't believe that Christians can have a devil, those are those ones that believe in that automatic salvation stuff. Amen. Salvation is a process. Sanctification is a process. Amen. You got to go through a process in your life to get cleaned up. A lot of people that come into the kingdom, even though they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that don't necessarily make them sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. They got to go through a process. Amen. They need to start getting some of those things off of their life, get them some deliverance to get set free. Amen. And it may take some time. Some people, it might happen, you know, right there on the spot. Depends on how sensitive and how receiving you have or your heart is. Amen. But for some folks, it's just going to take some time. Amen. And we can't be giving these folks this microwave salvation, some of this instant grit stuff. Come on now. We got to do better than what we've been doing out here in the kingdom. I had no idea, amen, that the church was like it was on the East Coast. Amen. But I thank God, amen, that God is beginning to release them into their promises and begin to release the kingdom of God even out there on the East Coast. Praise God. Glory be to God. So I'm even charging those prophets and apostles, amen, under the sound of my voice that are on the East Coast that God has raised up for such a time as this, amen, to really get into a place of prayer, amen, to begin to build relationships with other apostles and prophets, amen. It's time out for all of this networking stuff, amen, paying tithes to your spiritual father crap. I'm so sick of that stuff. It's ridiculous. We need to get to a place where we just begin to build relationships. Amen. The Apostle Paul and Peter and all the other apostles in the early church, they had relationships. Yes, they were accountable to one another, but they had relationships. Amen. They shared in the council of the elders. Amen. And they discussed the things of God. Amen. They knew how God was going to flow in the ministry. Amen. All of this craziness that's going on in the church, all of these apostles and prophets running around here with these craziness, all these robes and scepters and hats that look like Catholic bishops and stuff. I'm sick of this folliness that's going on in the church. It's ridiculous. Amen. Let's what's wrong with just being an apostle? Why we gotta attach all of these other names to it? Chief this, and then you with the bishop. Why we gotta attach another name to the bishop? Why we gotta put ark on top of it? Nothing scriptural about this stuff. This stuff is ridiculous. It's out of order. And then we wonder why the earth is in the condition that it is. Do you know why we're having such weird weather patterns? It's because the earth is crying out. The earth is wondering what is wrong. Come on, y'all. I'm getting a holy anger here. I ain't even got into my lesson yet. I mean, it's just the fact that anytime we start talking about religion, it makes me mad. That is one spirit that I cannot stand. I cannot stand a spirit of religion. What nerve do you have to call yourself a believer, having a form of godliness, and you deny the power of God? My God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. It just makes no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever. It's time out for all of this stuff. Glory be to God. And we have to be careful how we associate ourselves with those people who are not living according to the word of God. Amen. That's doing trickery in the body of Christ with all of these titles and stuff. Amen. Glory be to God. Surround yourself with people that's going to be true to this thing. Somebody that's willing to die for the gospel. Somebody that's not willing. The best way to tell that you are in connection with the right people is when you know that they pray for you, they have your best interests at hand, and they're not afraid to give you a rebuke, too, at that. And I'm not talking about the kind of rebuke that makes you feel bad where they take control over your life. I'm talking about the type of rebuke that's going to put you back into the place of God where you're supposed to be in the first place. Amen. And some of y'all need to be careful with some of these people y'all connecting yourselves with. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Let's make sure that we have holy relationships with God's people. That the people that God places us around with, they're going to add to our life and not take away. Amen. And I mean that from a kingdom standpoint. Amen. It makes no sense. It makes no sense from whatever. You know, you get a ministry gift, they call you up, and they tell you that they feel like you're supposed to be a part of their network. I believe God is saying you that I should be over you or something like that. That's witchcraft. Y'all be careful with that stuff. That's manipulation and control. If God didn't tell you to be a part of something, don't you try to be a part of it. It just don't make no sense. I don't know why I'm going here today, but I just felt led in my spirit to go there. Just be careful who you're connecting with. Because people will take your gift, they'll prostitute your gift, they'll make you think that you're supposed to be a part of something that they're doing, and God never intended for you to do that. Paul said to wait on your ministry. Wait on it. That don't necessarily mean that you ain't been out there ministering already, but sometimes you need to wait on your ministry. Wait on it. Glory to God. Wait on your ministry. Wait for your assignment. Know that God is calling you and somebody else ain't calling you just so you could be a part of what they're doing. Be a part of what God is doing and not a part of what man is doing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got 1 hour and 7 minutes left. I didn't know I was going to go all off on that particular subject today, but I just felt led in my spirit to release that. I just think it's ridiculous how so many of us is out there, and we connecting with people because we think that they this, that, and the other. Amen. You know, and even for some of those ministry gifts that want to connect with other ministry gifts because it look like they're doing things, everything is happening really well with them. Amen. They got 1,001 members all of a sudden, and they had this going on. One thing that I was speaking forth about the other night down in Columbia, South Carolina, is that if we don't connect with apostles and prophets, amen, we can miss some things that God wants us to have. Amen. The Bible says that God will do nothing unless he first reveal it to his servants, the prophets. Amen. And then the foundations are built upon the apostles and prophets. It's very important that we connect with apostles and prophets, y'all. I mean, true anointed prophets and apostles and prophets in the earth. It's important that we connect with those gifts because God is going to begin to pour out revelation and reveal to them strategic instruction on where we need to go as a church. Amen. And then again, apostles are not pulpit hungry. Y'all heard me say that before. They're not concerned about taking over the pulpit. Amen. They have a releasing anointing, an equipping anointing. They're going to release you into the earth so that you can be profound in the things of God. One thing about a pastor does not have the ability to pastor more than 50 people. It is impossible. It's just totally impossible for a pastor to to shepherd over God's people more than 50 people at a time. You'll be too tired. You can't handle that. You can't handle everybody's concern. A true pastor that has the heart of God will take time out with the individuals that they shepherd with. Amen. They'll spend time with them in prayer. They'll go to the hospitals. They'll spend quality time with them. They even may go over for dinner and just have a good time with them. Amen. They'll go visit the sick and shut in. I mean, a pastor's job is almost full time, and it's impossible for a pastor to pastor more than 50 people. And all of these people that you see out here with these large churches trying to pastor 30 and 50 and 100,000 people, it's impossible, y'all. It's just not, it's not God. There's nothing to God about that. If anything, that they have a strong administrative anointing. Amen. We're going to talk about that more so when we get off into the area of apostolic structure. Amen. But they may be a good administrator, but that's not pastoring. A true pastor has the heart of God, and he has time to take with all of these people. There's no way in the world a pastor can take that much time with all of those people. More than 50 people is just too much. Amen. Glory be to God. You'd be lucky if you could do 51. Amen. It's just hard for any pastor to do that. That's why the average church in America has no more than 50 to 80 members. The average church in America. Amen. And that's for a true anointed pastor. A true anointed pastor. Now, you got those pastors out there that's trying to pastor all of these large flocks of people. Amen. They're not pastors. They're apostles. And they're afraid to shift into the position. Amen. Even so, for some of those bishops that are over these churches, they're not bishops. They're apostles. Amen. And what's happening is you got excellent administrators, but you don't have the proper giftings in the church. Amen. So we need to know the functions, amen, behind some of these churches. You know, all these people out here that's been scattered, that's wandering around and looking for a good church home, you know, but we need to, if we're going to be on Blog Talk Radio and even on regular radio or somewhere in the media, and we want really truthfully have the heart of God, if we want to help God's people and we want to send them forth in the right way of God in the earth, amen, we need to tell them the truth and stop trying to make them think that it's good for them to be under some certain ministries, when in fact they need to be around somebody that they're going to have, that's going to take time with them, that's going to equip them, that's going to edify them, that's going to comfort them, that's going to release into their life, release the things of God, and stop playing with God's people. It just makes no sense whatsoever. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to get back off into these gifts, y'all. I certainly went somewhere else today that I didn't plan on going. Amen. But the anointing of God has really been on me strong. Amen. And I just felt led in my spirit to release that. Amen. Today. And let the Holy Ghost have his way today. Amen. We're going to open up our Bibles, amen, and we're going to go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to play a song while you all are getting your Bibles together. So I encourage you, you know, I get in the Word on this program. Amen. So for the next hour, we're going to go off into the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. And we're going to really lift up the name of the Lord. Amen. And bring some clarity concerning the things of God. Amen. Again, we talked about the gifts of the Spirit last week. So if any of you missed the program last week, we talked about the gift of prophecy, the gift of tongues, and then the gift of interpretation of tongues. Amen. Now today we're going to talk about the gift of faith, amen, the gifts of healing, and the gift of miracles. Glory be to God. Awesome, 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 awesome gifts. And y'all just sit back, relax, and let the Lord have his way. After this song is over, we're going to go back into the teaching. Amen. Again, grab your Bibles, and we're going into the 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
We choose the fear of the Lord. We choose the fear of the Lord. We choose the fear of the Lord, our God. We choose the fear of the Lord. We choose the fear of the Lord. The Lord, our God. Say a no to Babylon. Say a no to Babylon. Say a no to the spirit of the age. Say a no to Babylon. Say a no to Babylon. unmovable. Do you see the standard, the measuring rod? The Lord wants a plumb line. The Lord wants a standard. Let your yea be yea and your no be no.
God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Prophet Will Miller, thank God for you joining us. Amen. Glory be to God. And also, I thought I saw TZ Ministries down there over Pastor Thomas from over in Missouri. God bless him. Hey, hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then we got Bobby from Evansville, Indiana that decided to join us today as well. Amen. And glory be to God. It looks like I see my sister Denise. Miss Quiet Storm over on the West Coast, amen. And I believe Prophetess Janita Sykes was also on with us just a moment ago. So praise God for you for joining us today, amen. Glory be to God. Some of y'all who just decided to join us, amen, you might want to go back and listen to the archive, amen. Amen, for what was already being said within the first hour, amen. A lot went forth already. Glory be to God. We thank God for you. Amen. Today we're going to get off into the teaching. just a moment here, I want to go ahead and pray. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Father. We just thank you, God, for it. You're just so worthy, Father. You're so great, God. You're just so awesome. And God, I magnify you today, God, for you're worthy of everything, God, that you have done in our lives, Father. You've been faithful, Father, and what your word has said unto us, God, and what your word has said even in the scriptures, God, you have been worthy, Father. And Father, I just praise you on tonight, on this afternoon, God, because you are the one and only true living God, Father. And Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, Father, for each and every individual, Father, that are connected to us, Father, and that you have connected around us, God. Lord, we lift them up and we hold them up in prayer unto you, O God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, I present myself a living sacrifice unto you, Father, holy and acceptable unto you, God, which is my reasonable service, Father. And Father, I sacrifice myself unto you, Father, for your word, Father, for your service, Father, for the moving of your spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Let every word being spoken today, Father, be spoken as unto the oracles of God, O Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Let every word that is witnessed on today, Father, be witness unto your spirit, O Father, in the name of Jesus. Be a witness unto the word, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you, O God, may get the glory, Father, that you may be magnified on everything that is said on today, O God. In Jesus' name I pray, Father. And Father, I bind and I rebuke and I cast out every spirit of demonic backlash and retaliation, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, God, I thank you right now for moving by your spirit, oh, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. And I thank you right now, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I hope you all, I got your Bibles all out together and ready to roll. We're gonna get right into this today. I think I'm going to spend a little bit more time on the gift of faith, which we're going to do first, more so than the gifts of healing and miracles. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to talk about it a little bit. Amen. I'm even going to read you a quick paragraph about a couple of guys, great generals. Amen. They're operated in those gifts. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If you got your Bibles again, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we're going to start at verse 4. Amen. And it reads, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another's diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." Amen. Glory be to God. Just real quick, I'm going to recap what we talked about last week. Amen. I'm going to have to squeeze all this in 47 minutes. Amen. We remember last week we talked about how you got filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. When we're filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, God gives gifts unto men. Amen. He distributes gifts as he will. Amen. These gifts that we just mentioned in these particular passages of scriptures, each one of us carry these gifts or one or the other, amen, as the Holy Ghost comes on us. Amen. Now today, we will continue with three other gifts of the Holy Spirit that are foundational to the kingdom of God in an apostolic and prophetic church. As we've been discussing the three essential components to operate successfully in an apostolic church, which are truth, power, and structure. These gifts that we are discussing today will tie into both power and structure. Now, these gifts are also known as artillery gifts. Amen. The second in appreciation. The first gift we will look at today is faith. Amen. And I like that. I mean, I really like that when it says artillery gifts. I think that's really, really important that we understand what types of gifts that we operate in. Amen. Because it's going to be very essential, especially for ministry gifts. One thing that I've learned is that most ministry gifts have almost all nine of the gifts that operate in their life. Amen. Most apostles and prophets have the ability to operate in all own 9 gifts, and really most evangelists as well. A lot of evangelists can also operate at all 9 gifts of the Spirit. Pastors have an ability, have the ability to operate as well in all 9 gifts of the Spirit, as well as teachers. Amen. So sometimes you may not operate in all 9. It may not. You may operate in only 8, maybe only 7. Amen. But praise God for the ones that you do operate in, because each gift is essential, and whatever the ministry calls that is on your life, and whatever assignment that God sends you on for that particular time. Amen. I want to read another scripture. I want to flip over to the book of Romans. The book of Romans, that's after Acts and before Corinthians, for some of y'all who may not know. I just thought I'd put that out there. That's the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 3. I want to read that scripture, amen, real quickly here, amen. And that scripture reads, it says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." Amen. That's real key right there, the measure of faith. Amen. Now, there are many kinds of faith. Every believer has faith, y'all. Remember that. Every believer has faith. However, the gift of faith is mistaken for the simple faith it takes for salvation, but it is not the same. Amen. And this is important, especially for new believers that are listening. I want you to listen very carefully as we study this particular type of faith. Amen. There is a difference between the measure of faith, which is given to every believer, and the gift of faith. Amen. There is a such thing as natural faith. When we plant seeds of vegetables or fruit and it produces a harvest, then there is saving faith. A person hears the gospel of Jesus Christ, believes it, accepts it, and they accept that Jesus Christ is Lord and in their life, and then they're saved. Now, before I go back off into this and teach this a little bit more in depth, I want to give you some more scripture. Because one thing about faith, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Don't y'all ever forget that scripture. That scripture is probably a very foundational scripture that is essential and important for every believer. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you're not reading your Bible, amen, believe what I say here, that is going to be found foundational to you, is that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. One of the things that I have to reiterate, and the Lord just spoke this in my spirit, is that some of you that are listening under the sound of my voice, you go from blog talk to blog talk guests, and you listen to various different ministry gifts over blog talk. Be careful, because you're going to be confused. That's just no doubt about it. You need to get into a place of prayer and ask the Lord to direct you to someone that will feed you and that you can be nourished from. Amen. Because if you keep continually listening to all these different various ministry gifts, at some point or the other, you're going to miss what truly God wants to deposit into your life. Amen. Everybody on Blog Talk, and we said this before, everybody on Blog Talk Radio not telling the truth. And I'll say the word, even ain't telling the truth. So be careful. And that's not to say that they don't have good intentions, that the Spirit of the Lord may not even operate in their life. Because one thing about ministry, some people can preach word, amen, but they can only, some people may even preach only 50% of the word, and the rest of it be on something else. So, but you really want to come in contact with a ministry gift that's going to be able to give you the word of the Lord, amen, with truth, with power, with structure, that will be essential to your life, and that it will help you to grow, amen. Because bouncing back from different people and getting all these different teachings, somebody might teach on the same topic, and you might hear something that's way off the wall. But here's the thing. If you hear this scripture, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, the more the word of God that you get down on the inside of you, the more your faith will become. Amen. There was a time in my life where there were several ministry gifts that I would listen to. Amen. But as I began to get more word down on the inside of me and associated that word with my worship and that worship with my prayer and that prayer with the word and that worship with the word and that prayer again with the worship and the worship with the word. Y'all hear what I'm saying? It's all this got. It's got to go together. All of that came together. Amen. And some of those famous ministry gifts that's out there that's preaching all of this word, amen, I began to get revelation truth directly from the Father, because the Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost will teach us all things and he will guide us through all truths. So let's make sure that we're getting into a place where God wants us to discern those that we're listening to, and he'll place us around the people that will feed us, that will connect us to the kingdom, because everybody's not going to connect you to the kingdom. So let's be very careful on that. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Let's flip to the book of Acts chapter 16. I want to go to verse 29, and I want to break down some scriptures here in reference to what we're talking about according to salvation and faith. I believe this is very important. Amen. Especially for in order for us to get ready and to prepare our hearts for a strong move of God, we definitely need to understand this portion of faith. Amen. The book of Acts chapter 19, the book of Acts chapter 16, forgive me, y'all, 16, verses 29 through 31. Amen. It reads, "Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' And they said, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house.'" I like how they always reiterate in the word of God, even Jesus used to say this, "and thy house." Amen. For some of y'all that's believing God for family members to be saved, let me stir your faith up. Because each time the word of God talked about somebody being saved, delivered, and set free, especially in Paul's ministry, every time Paul talked about it, he said, "You're going to be saved and your house going to be saved." Glory be to God. It was always a package deal. You know, a lot of times when you're out there dating in the world, amen, especially for single women with children, and you date certain men, you say, "Well, you can't have me unless you get a package deal." Well, and that's including my children. Well, guess what? God, when God comes to save you, he wants to save you. There's a package deal involved. When he saves you, he's going to save your household as well. Praise God. But this is the faith of salvation. Amen. When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul even said in the book of Romans, "When thou call upon the name of the Lord, thou shalt be saved." Amen. So that's the faith from our salvation. Amen. We need that kind of faith operating in our life. Let's flip over. We're going to stay in the book of Acts. Flip over to chapter 26, and we're going to read verse 18. Amen. Acts 26, and we're going to read verse 18. Praise God. Acts 26, verse 18, it reads, it says, "To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light." Remember that scripture over there? Excuse me, verse 29, it said light. Amen. "And from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." Amen. And this is Jesus Christ saying this. These are his words. Amen. So, amen, there's something about the light of the gospel when it's turned on in our hearts. Amen. The word of God must be preached. The kingdom of God must be preached in order for the eyes of those that are in darkness to be able to see the light. The gospel turns on the very light of salvation. It brings and it imparts faith, and our faith is concerned. So this is the faith that every believer operates in, and this is the faith that all of us must have. And we not only need it for ourselves, but we also need it for others, because Paul told Timothy, he said, "Do the work of an evangelist." Amen. When we share our faith, amen, we talked about that in the gift of prophecy. Y'all remember? In the gift of prophecy, we talked about how there's a certain prophecy that we will reveal by sharing our experience with Christ to others. Amen. We share the testimony of Jesus Christ in our own lives, which is the gift of prophecy. So you're going to kind of see how some of these gifts work in proportion to each other. And remember what I said. I believe that the three gifts that every believer should have. Now, the mind in that gift of prophecy is one of the gifts that we all should have, but I believe that we all should have at least three gifts operating in our life, and it's one of the each categories of gifts, and that's the gift of prophecy. We should have the gift of faith operating in our life, and we should also have the gift of discerning of spirits operating in our life. Praise God, and we'll talk about that more so on next week. Amen. So we definitely need the gift of salvation. Amen. We need this kind of faith for conversion and to receive healing as well. Let's flip over to 1 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 5. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. And for some of you who may not be near a Bible, you may be taking notes. It's always good to write these down, and you can go back and read the scriptures for yourself later. And the Bible reads, it says, "And who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Amen. So we see how faith and salvation and conversion, all of this stuff works. Amen. Even in healing. Amen. Gifts of healing will operate. And I'm going to mention that again a little later. Amen. But the gift of faith definitely has to operate. I remember being in our local church before God called us out. Amen. One of the messages that I had preached, amen, and I think I talked about this before in this actual book that I'm working on called Confirming the Believer. Amen. And one of the things that I talked about in association to the leaders of that house is that our pastor had operated in the gift of healing, but her husband, which was the bishop of the church, amen, he operated in the gift of faith. Amen. And a lot of times when people would come forth for prayer, believing God to heal them from certain ailments in their body or certain things that were going on, sometimes our pastor, she would pray and operate in the area of gift of healing. But there may have been a time when she wasn't there, and the bishop would come, and he would pray with the gift of faith, amen, and the gift of faith would operate for that particular area of their body that they were believing God for to be healed. So a lot of these gifts, they kind of work together, and we're going to discuss that a little bit more in depth as we talk about some of God's generals. Amen. The gift of faith is spiritual boldness to step out and act on the unseen with no thought of natural abilities involved. It is a special faith that supernaturally achieves what is impossible through human instruments. Amen. So the gift of faith is awesome, y'all. It's awesome the way the gift of faith works. A lot of times, you know, I'm one of those ones, definitely, especially for apostles and prophets, they should definitely operate in gifts of faith. Amen. One of the things that I've learned, amen, is sometimes you have to use your faith in a lot of areas in your life. Amen. You need to have the gift of faith operating in your finances. Amen. The gift of faith can operate in the area of even going back and forth to your job. You might want to believe God to say, "Lord, I'm going to use my faith today, and I'm going to believe you for a cheaper gas price today." Amen. God may direct you to a gas station on the way to work, amen, and you get cheaper gas because you don't have the necessary finances to fill up your gas tank that day. And for some reason, a gas station felt generous that day. God may have moved upon the owner's heart and caused the gas price to come down. Amen. And you found favor as a result of your gift of faith being in operation. It was the fact that you couldn't see it, but that there was the supernatural ability that was on the inside of you that connected with the presence of God was achieved by him touching the very hearts of those believers. Amen. And then you have the kind of faith where you can even believe God for even in the area of miracles. Amen. Let's look at the book of Matthew chapter 12. Let's flip over there real quickly. Matthew chapter 12, verse 13. We're going to read that. Amen. And we're going to look at Jesus in action here, how he operated with the gift of faith. Amen. You know, for many of you out there that read the Bible very regularly, or you know, and you attend quite a few Bible studies, one thing about the ministry of Jesus Christ is that He operated in all five gifts of the Spirit, I mean all five ministry gifts, and he operated in all nine, well, I want to say all eight gifts of the Spirit at the time, or let's say seven, because the gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues had not yet manifested yet, but all the other gifts were already in operation, even in the Old Testament. All of those gifts were in operation. Now, one thing about the life of Jesus Christ. Well, let's look at this scripture before I start rallying off into something else. Amen. Matthew chapter 12. Glory be to God. Matthew 12, verse 13. Hallelujah. Matthew 12, verse 13. It reads, "Then saith he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored." It was restored whole, like as the other. Amen. This is awesome because this is one of my favorite anointings that I love to operate in. It's something about growing out limbs, y'all. Glory be to God. Amen. This is the gift of faith in operation, and also in correlation to miracles as well. Because he told the man to stretch out his hand. He obviously had one limb shorter than the other, but he told him, stretch forth your hand. Amen. And when he stretched out his hand, it began to grow out to the length of the other arm. Amen. So we see how the gift of faith began to operate with the gift of miracles. Now you can say, I don't think I have that kind of faith, Apostle. I don't think I can flow like that. Amen. Any believer can really operate in that area because you can, you know, it's not to say that you don't have the gift of miracles operating in your life or the gift of healing. Amen. You can have the gift of faith operating in your life. And again, I'm going to say a little bit more about that in just a minute. Amen. As we talk about the other two gifts. Amen. And here is the illustration of the gift of faith operating in the ministry of Jesus Christ. When the Spirit of God is operating this gift within a person, he causes him to know what God is going to do. So just for Jesus having that man stretch his hand out, you know, the other night when we were down in Columbia, amen, praise God, Prophet Miller, I'm going to let him come on in a little bit, amen, take a few minutes where he can share what also happened on last night and this morning, amen, because I know the power of God was still working, amen. But here we see how, like the other night, amen, there was a young lady, a word of knowledge went forth about a back issue, amen, and I talked about that earlier. Normally what I would do for a person with a back issue is I would have them sit in a chair, amen, and have them stretch forth their legs, amen. And we noticed that there was one leg shorter than the other, amen. And as the gift of faith began to operate along with the gift of miracle, amen, we prayed the prayer of faith, amen, and asked the Lord to cause her spinal cord to line up with the word of God, amen, and the leg grew back to the length of the other leg, amen. And so that's the type of power of God that needs to work in the earth, amen. We need ministry gifts that are not afraid to operate in the gift of faith, amen. And with that type of gift of faith, again, that will operate along with the gifts of healing and the gift of working of miracles, amen. Here's something I want to show you all in a few minutes here, amen, before I get ahead of myself, amen. We're gonna read a scripture in just a minute, but let me go ahead and finish here. Amen. The gift of faith can operate in areas of divine protection and divine provision. The gift of faith is also beautifully illustrated in the life of Elijah. I did want to touch on this point when I was doing my notes. Amen. Let's flip over to the book of Kings, 1 Kings chapter 7. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm going to challenge your faith today. Amen. As we read this passage of scriptures. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 17. And we're going to read verses 7 through 15. 1 Kings, glory be to God. This is an awesome passage of scripture. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 7 through 15. It reads, "And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman here to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he had came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. Amen. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. Amen. Let me stir your faith up a little bit more here. Glory be to God. I want to show you how the gift of faith was working in the office of the prophet, and how in the office of the prophet Elijah, he began to impart the gift of faith into the lady or into the widow. Amen. And as she received the gift of faith operating in her life, there was a connection by the power of God that stirred her faith up and caused a move of God in her life. Now, this is where I want to challenge you with today. Amen. Glory be to God. As we see the gift of faith working in Elijah's life, amen, Elijah had received a word from the Lord that there was someone that was going to sustain him, you know, through the time of the famine that was in the earth. Amen. This is around a time where it didn't rain for at least 3.5 years. Amen. God completely shut the heavens up, amen, as a result of the disobedience because they worshiped Baal. This was the time around Ahab and Jezebel. Amen. And God shut the heavens down. Amen. No rain whatsoever. So by not being any rain, by not being a famine in the land, there was no water to water the vegetables. There was no food to eat. So this is why the widow was saying, this is all I got. Me and my son finna go eat this cake, and we gonna go somewhere and die. She was completely giving up. But the man of God came in as the word of the Lord was released. See, you have to get a word. Amen. It takes the word of God to stir up your faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. You need an impartation of the kingdom. The kingdom of God needs to be preached in order for your word, the faith to be stirred in your heart. Amen. If had she not received a word, amen, she probably would have went to die. Amen. But God sent a prophet. Glory be to God. He sent the man of God to her life to release a word to stir up her faith. Amen. And as a result of that, amen. We see here she obeyed the prophet. She did what he said, and God sustained her until the rain was released back into the earth. And I want to challenge you today as a believer. Amen. Glory be to God. You of those that have been sitting around complaining that you don't have enough, that you don't have enough resources, that you don't have enough finances. Amen. Glory be to God. That you don't have this and you don't have that. Amen. I want to challenge you to begin to sow into the kingdom. Amen. I want to challenge you in the area of giving. Amen. You don't necessarily have to give over here to me, because see, I may have said something that may not fit your heart or fit your abilities in the kingdom that makes you feel comfortable. Amen. Glory be to God. But never mind that. I want to challenge you to begin to give. Amen. To begin to give into the hearts of God's people. Amen. And they're not necessarily maybe even money. Amen. Even if you could just give your time, begin to commit to the ministry that God has called you to commit to the man and woman of God that God has placed you under. Begin to give in the area of your livelihood. Go volunteer somewhere. Give some place where you can be in a place where you're giving as unto the Lord. Amen. Give your time. Give your resources. Amen. Don't just be sitting around complaining about how you don't have enough. Amen. Sow into the kingdom. Amen. It's such a blessing when you begin to sow. We see here that the impartation of the gift of faith that operated in Elijah's life, he stirred it up in the widow woman's life. Amen. And it caused her to be able to eat for the rest of the days until the rain came. Glory be to God. So some of y'all sitting around waiting on the rain, amen, waiting for the income tax to come so you can get off and get back on your feet for a minute. Glory be to God. This is your time where you need to trust God. This is your time where you need to exercise your faith, amen, and believe God for the things that he's calling you to. Glory be to God. See, some people can't take the fact when you start talking about giving, amen, especially when you talk about it on radio or whatever, TV or however. Some people can't take that. It's all them folks wanting some money. I don't want your money, amen. Glory be to God. I don't want your money, amen. God has taken care of me well, amen. My wife and I, we're in a real good position right now. But what we like to do is we want to continue to build the kingdom, amen. The Bible says when the people of God lay everything at the foot of the apostles took it and they distributed it back to the people. Amen. And you know how I know they didn't never have anything? Prophet Miller and I talked about this the other day, how they said, silver and gold have I none. Come on, y'all know the word. Peter said that when they went back to the man at the gate. Amen. Silver and gold have I none. They don't. Apostles and prophets don't hold on to the money. They put it right back in the hands of God's people. So we need to learn how to give according to the word of the Lord in the kingdom. Glory be to God. Give by faith. Don't use the altar like it's a slot machine. Amen. Every time you give into the into the ministries, you're expecting such a high return immediately after you give it. Amen. Sometimes you just got to wait on the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me continue here. The next power gift we will discuss is the gifts of healing. Amen. The gifts of healing are so varied, it may possibly be the most controversial of the nine gifts of the Spirit. With more than one aspect, it is the only gift of the nine that is in the plural form. And when we say that, we mean that the gifts of healing operate in so many areas. Amen. Because you can have gifts of healing, that deal with your body, where there's ailments and all different types of diseases and sicknesses, infirmities whatsoever. Amen. And then there's the healing of the emotions and the things in the mind. Some people need healing in their mind. Amen. They need to be healed from unforgiveness or healed from resentment and bitterness. You know, various different things that you need to be healed of. One of the things about the gifts of healings and the gift of miracles and the gift of faith, they are very essential in the office of the evangelist. They really operate strong in the office of the evangelist. Amen. They are very, very key gifts that operate in their lives. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in just a minute. I got 18 minutes remaining. Amen. Let me draw your attention while we're talking about those gifts, though. This is what I wanted to talk about earlier, to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And then we're gonna get off into this a little bit more in the month of March about new wineskins instruction. But I wanna bring out this point and show you something about the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, it reads, "And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts," listen to this, y'all, "then gifts of healing." Amen. First, after that miracles, then gifts of healings. So one thing about many churches, and this is why we can't operate in religion. Amen. We have to understand proper kingdom government. Amen. In the body of Christ, there is really a group of believers that will actually operate if we set up proper structure according to the Word of God. There are believers that can actually operate in the working of miracles, and they can operate in the gifts of healing. Amen. These are also instructional and foundational gifts in the church that operate inside of the structures of an apostolic and prophetic church. Amen. We see miracles and we see the gifts of healing. In order for these gifts to operate, you need the gifts of faith, and also the gift of healing also. Amen. Now, everyone that has the gift of faith may not operate in the gifts of healing and miracles, and we talked about that earlier. Just because you have gift of faith doesn't mean that you operate in healing and miracles, but you can have miracles and healing, and those two gifts that operate in your life, and you will have also the gift of faith. Glory be to God. And that's what I meant by the evangelist. More likely, you'll see more evangelists operate with those three gifts, because the gifts of powers in their ministry. Amen. I want to talk about a couple of God's generals, and I want to encourage you guys to go on the internet and Google these guys, amen, and get you some history and some foundation behind these ministry gifts. Amen. This is good timing. It's got about 16 minutes remaining. I'm going to just probably read about a couple of them real quickly here. Amen. Just to kind of stir up your faith. Amen. Especially for ministry gifts. Amen. I think these are some awesome men of God. Amen. The first person I want to talk about is Alexander Dowie. Amen. His name is Alexander Dowie, and his name is spelled Alexander Dowie, and that's Alexander Dowie. Now, this is just a short little passage that I'm going to read you here real quickly, amen, and then you can go back and you can Google him. Then there's also another website you can go to, and there's actually a gentleman that's on my MySpace page, amen. If you go into my MySpace page on Hill International Kingdom Ministries, you can view my friends, and his name is Robert Slyerden. Amen. He's out of California. Amen. And he did a study some years ago on God's generals. Amen. He actually has another website you can go to. Just go to robertslyerdens.com, and you can actually watch a couple of video clips of some of these ministry gifts. Amen. Alexander Dowie, probably no ministry in modern times had more amazing miracles of healing than that of Dr. John Alexander Dowie. With Chicago as his home base, Dowie developed a ministry in the power of God that brought him worldwide fame. In the 1900s, he purchased a 6,000-acre tract of land north of Chicago. There he built the city of Zion. Within 2 years, this new city had grown to a population of 10,000 men, women, and children. The public acclaim and adoration that Dowie received was more than he could withstand. As a result of divine revelations, he began to see himself as Elijah the prophet and the first apostle of the church. His personal proclamations plus financial irresponsibility caused Dowie's followers to revolt against his tyrannical control. He experienced tremendous miracles of healing during the years of his ministry, Alexander Dowie died a broken man in 1907. Amen. So this is why it's important. One thing you have to learn about miracles and gifts of healing is that no matter what, God will get the glory. You cannot take God's glory. Y'all hear that? If God ever uses you to operate in the areas of miracles, signs and wonders and healing, all of these various different things that are happening, amen, do not take God's glory. Amen. Be very careful that you do not take God's glory. Amen. You'll find yourself getting messed up. You see what this guy had happened with him. Amen. He built a large church. Amen. Then he turned around. He was financially irresponsible. He was calling himself a name that was not correct. Amen. Not to say that it wasn't biblical. Amen. But it was almost like hearsay or heresy in the church. It was blasphemy. Amen. So you got to be careful. Amen. You know, even though we study about a lot of God's great generals and some of the moves of God that happened in their life, amen, we also have to remember that they were also human. Amen. Glory be to God. They also were human. Amen. They made mistakes. Amen. And they did some things that probably was not godly. Amen. But we need to be careful, y'all, that we don't actually perform in the same way. One more I want to read about real quickly here is Jack Coe. Amen. Jack Coe, I want to read about him. In the early 1950s, Jack Coe, an evangelist with the Assemblies of God, conducted a remarkable ministry of divine healing. And here, this is actually a book by Lester Summerall I'm reading, and he quotes here, he says, I attended one of his meetings in New York City where a tent holding over 10,000 people was packed to capacity. That might well seat it on the platform with Cole. I witnessed tremendous demonstrations of the gifts of healing. At least a dozen people rose from their wheelchairs and cots. No doubt Jack Cole's ministry was one of the most outstanding, but he began to exalt himself. No matter how glorious his ministry was, he tried to make himself more glorious in the eyes of the people, and his life was cut short. In late 1956, while preaching in Hot Springs, Arkansas, Cole became critically ill and was later diagnosed as suffering from polio. He died early in 1957. He told Gordon Lindsay that God was removing him from the ministry. Amen. So make sure, y'all, we don't take God's glory. Jack Cole definitely operated strongly in the gifts of healing. Amen. He had an awesome ministry. I've seen a lot of video clips on his ministry, how tumors would literally fall off. Amen. And people would flock to his meetings. Amen. So we got to be careful, y'all. We just can't step out there and just think that, you know, because we operate strongly, amen, the Bible says that just because you said unto me, Lord, Lord, did I not cast out devils? Did I not prophesy, lay hands on the sick, and they recover in your name? You know, Jesus Christ, he'll tell us, he said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Amen. So we need to be careful, amen, that we don't take God's glory away from him by operating in these gifts. Amen. And these gifts will manifest themselves very strongly in our ministries as God begins to send us forth. Amen. So this I say, I blow the trumpet in that area. Amen. Let's be weary. Let's not be weary and well-doing. Amen. Glory to God. Be careful, y'all, that when you operate in these gifts, that you're not taking God's glory away from them. These were well-known ministry gifts that I just read you, Alexander Dowie and Jack Cole. Amen. Well-known ministry gifts that operated strongly in those areas. Amen. And a lot of people were saved as a result of those ministries. A lot of churches have been built up as a result of those ministries. Those ministry gifts was also like apostles and prophets just as well. Amen. And they operated strongly in the power of God. But they made their mistakes. You just cannot take God's glory. You cannot take it. Glory be to God. Amen. Prophet Miller, I want to ask you to call in. Amen. And just kind of share with everybody a little testimony real quickly about the revival that went on this past week. Amen. And we got about 9 minutes remaining. If there's anybody that desires any prayer, amen, and that needs to hear from the Lord, you know, go ahead and call in. Our phone number is 646-716-9487. Amen. And if you want to call in and join us, amen. I want to again thank everybody for joining us today. Amen. And we're just going to continue to believe God. And continue to press on into the kingdom, amen. And we're just gonna just enjoy what God is doing. Praise God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm gonna let Prophet Miller come on, y'all. And you know, we were talking about the meeting on this past week, amen. Praise God. And I'm gonna just let Prophet Miller come on and kind of share with everyone how the last 2 nights went. Glory to God. How you doing, Prophet Miller?
Well, praise the Lord. Oh, I'm just still yet stirred up. I tell you, God really moved in the revival.
Hallelujah.
Especially on Friday night when we saw deliverance. When you called a young lady up and we set the chairs, matter of fact, we set up 2 chairs, and a young lady that you called up, matter of fact, she got up,
amen,
and because she wanted deliverance. And we saw it manifest in the service, and it didn't take all night. I mean, spirits was cast out of her.
Amen.
And we didn't say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. But you, apostle, you begin to speak the word. You begin to call those spirits out. And we saw the manifestation because she began to vomit up.
Yes.
And that is a sign of deliverance.
Glory to God.
And the young lady that brought her to church, she told me this morning, in our services, that young lady was praising God all night long.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
She couldn't go to sleep. I mean, she felt a peace.
Hallelujah.
And she began to pray all night long. And she called her up and she gave that testimony. She said she was set free.
Hallelujah.
You know, but she attended a church. She was part of an assembly, but she was bound in that assembly still. But she experienced liberation on Friday night.
Hallelujah.
She was really set free.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Really set free.
That's the power of God working. That's the power of God. And you know, and I say that for especially for people that are attending churches that's more on a religious setting, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. They, you know, we really got to make sure that we get to a place where we can get some deliverance and we can stay free. You know,
absolutely.
It's important to stay free, y'all. You know, if you ever experience a move of God like that in your life and God free you, amen, don't go back to being bound. Amen, because the Bible says that when God sweeps our house clean, the enemy will go to and bout, amen, and he'll go pick up seven more of his buddies and bring them back to try to get back in. So the devil will always be trying to lurk and lurking about and seeking in whom he may devour, but he coming back to you first after he's been cast out. And we
Absolutely.
Need to be careful to make sure we stay free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How did it go last night, Prophet?
Well, we had an awesome night on last night. You know, Lord gave me a revelation on, you know, now we're hearing change, 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 change. And the Lord says, son, that word change simply means to repent.
Praise God.
God is saying that America needs to repent. That's why you hear change, change, change. And the sound of the chauffeur is blasting. That means a call of repentance.
Hallelujah.
And God moved last night. Teenagers were set free and delivered.
Hallelujah.
On last night, the power of God moved.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And that same glory that we experienced this morning in our 9 a.m. worship service. So it was an awesome move of God.
Hallelujah.
Awesome move of God.
So what would you say, Prophet? How you think... How you think the atmosphere is now in Columbia, South Carolina?
I know one thing, that the demons are mad because there were some strongholds was broken. You was ordained to be in Columbia, South Carolina.
Hallelujah.
Because of tradition spirit.
Hallelujah.
The old. And it's hard for... you know, that it'll be a move of God. The move of God could come in the old unless the old has to be broken. That stronghold has to be broken. And what happens? You just set things up.
Yes.
Glory to God. You just set it up.
Thank you.
And I see in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Liberation. Liberation. I see it in the spirit.
Yes.
And it's not the last time that you're going to set feet in Columbia, South Carolina. Because there is a work here. There is a mighty work here.
Thank you.
Mighty work. Hey, my God. And the Lord is working you on the East Coast. East Coast.
Hallelujah.
Get ready for the East Coast. Because exactly as I said, Apostle, that there's a move of God is stirring on the East Coast.
Praise God.
Yeah, Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
East Coast.
Hallelujah. We got 2 minutes remaining, y'all. It don't look like anybody else is going to call in. I know I got two other listeners on the line. Amen. We praise God for you. Amen. And everybody down in the chat room, amen, we thank God for you. Evangelist Martin, looks like I lost her there. She might have hung up. Amen. Well, we praise God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Prophet Miller, why don't you go ahead on and just pray us out? I'm not going to prolong the show no longer than it already is. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for what you have done in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory and we give you the praise right now. And I pray for every listener, God, that even much that go off into the archives, the Lord, that there is a special anointing, God, that will destroy yokes. And Lord, that the scales will fall off their eyes. And Lord, as we give you the glory and the praise, and we thank you, God, for even much an increase in the archives.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. El Rabosha.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Again, next week, y'all, we'll be back here on next Sunday. Amen. 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that's 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Glory be to God. We'll be talking about the revelation gifts, and it's really going to come from an apostolic and prophetic viewpoint. Amen. It won't be your traditional teaching on those three gifts on next week. Amen. Those are definitely some gifts that are really pouring upon God's apostles and prophets in this hour that we're going to be teaching on next week. So I want to invite you all to stop back in and join us. Amen. We may even open up the lines to allow other apostles and prophets to participate and teach on how that anointing is working in their life as well. Glory to God. We thank you and we love you, and we're going to see y'all next time. Glory be to God. God bless you, Prophet Miller. And I'll
God bless
talk to you later.
All right. Hear about us, son.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Give you tonight our sacrifice of praise.
I'm